Now, he says, but you really have something. And will you notice? He says, but ye are come unto Mount Zion. Now, remember he's talking to Israel. Mount Zion, that was David's place. David had a palace up there. And David's buried up there. And I actually think his bones are up there, by the way. I think that's where David is. That was his favorite spot. And he can have it for all I care. I wouldn't want Mount Zion. But he says here to these Jewish believers, many of them there in Jerusalem, many of them still went up to the feast. And he said to them, they won't let you go up to Mount Zion, but you got a Mount Zion. And under the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You've been shut out of Jerusalem now. But persecution had broken out, you see, and Christians had been driven out of Jerusalem. But he says, you've got a heavenly Jerusalem. May I say to you that I think this is quite wonderful here. Mount Zion is the heavenly city. And it's the city of the living God. It's the heavenly Jerusalem. And it's called in Revelation the New Jerusalem. Now, if you want my future address, and I'm going to be moving one of these days, I'd like to give it to you. I can't give you the street or the number on the street, but my address is going to be the New Jerusalem. This is the place we've come to. This is our position today. You've got something far better in Christ, he says. Then he says that you've come here to an innumerable company of angels. Now, frankly, I've made the statement, and I want to stick by it, that angel ministry is not connected with the church. But we're going into the New Jerusalem someday, and I see in Book of Revelation a big worship scene there. It's a great scene. John saw it. John said that there was a company of created intelligences there. Well, there was 10,000 times 10,000. And then he looked around and he said, my, I didn't see that other crowd out there. More than any man could number. And there, God's created intelligences called angels here. I've never seen an angel. Often wondered about them. And I'm going to come someday to the New Jerusalem and I'm going to join in that great worship scene with you. We're going to worship the Lamb, and all these created intelligences are there. One of the things I want to do is talk to some of them. I'd like to talk to them, wouldn't you? Never had that privilege. Every now and then I meet somebody down here that tells me they've had a dream and an angel spoke to them. But I always tell them that they ought to go back and find out what they had for supper. That may explain the presence of the angel. You haven't seen an angel today, friend. You may think you have, but you haven't. We're coming to that place someday.